And some of us, we don't care that much about the word because we'll get mad if you don't feed us, preach. Oh, yeah, we'll get mad if we ain't got something to eat. But I esteem the word of God more than my food. What was Job saying?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Was in the neighborhood of Psalm 51 and stopped at house number 12. If you'll turn to Psalm 51 and verse 12, and it reads, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, restore my joy. Restore my joy. Won't be before you long this morning because I just feel there is a need to remind us afresh that every now and then, when God has heard our cry, cleansed our hearts, given us a new lease on life, another chance, has blessed us to be in a place where we know it was nothing but his grace, that we must not forget the joy that goes along with restoration. This is a word of restoration. It's a word that is so needed in the church today. I look around and I see so many believers in the house, but there is no joy. They've got testimonies, but there is no joy. They've got victory, but there is no joy. They can't lift their hands and praise with freedom and truth because there is no joy. They look at others run. They look at others shout. They look at others singing and praising, and yet they can't seem to muster up enough to participate because there is no joy. If David had to put this request for the restoration of God's joy in his life, then how about you and me? Every now and then we go through things in life that hurt us. We go through things that scar us and mar us, that causes us to be weather beaten, that causes us to be used up and sometimes out. And we have a lackluster experience. And yet, in spite of God's goodness, we don't have the joy we used to have. We sing, but we don't sing from our hearts. We sing from our heads. We remember the lyrics, and so we sang the lyrics, but there is nothing that stirs us up. And so, my brothers and my sisters, I don't want you to come Sunday after Sunday and ain't got no joy. I need you to talk to God on your own behalf about restoring your joy. You know, the joy of just thinking about coming to the house of the Lord. You start getting ready. You're singing and you're praising and you're talking to God. You can't wait to get with the other brothers and sisters in fellowship, because you know what a time when all God's children get together. What a time, because there is joy that like fire just seems to burn brighter and hotter when folk who know him get together. And so look at what he says. First of all, restore. This word restore means to return back like new. Return back like new. Now what's interesting about that is anything that has to be restored suggests that it has been used, it has been dated, timed, it has been through things, it has caused it to lose its luster, its shine, its glow. It suggests that it's been through some stuff. And if I'm talking to anybody who's been through some stuff, then I'm talking about you needing to tell God, restore my joy. Because I don't care how saved you are, how holy you are, you can go through some stuff that will take the joy straight on out of you if you are not connected to that place with God where he restores your joy. A smile ain't joy. Just because you got a smile on your face don't mean you've got joy in your house. A laugh ain't joy. Just because you laugh at something funny or that you pretend to laugh don't mean that you've got no joy. To be able to look pleasant doesn't mean you have joy. The joy that David speaks about is an experiential reality with a relationship and a fellowship intact that God himself has crowned with his glory. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So when you don't have joy, nor do you have God's joy, you don't have what's necessary for you to continue on this journey with the reality of joy in your heart. Let me tell you one thing. One of the reasons why you ought to want to hold on to joy is because joy can be on the inside of you while you are going through sorrowful times. Joy can hang out with you when you're being challenged and when you're being pulled from side to side while you're going through your joy can keep you company when you get lonely. Joy can make you feel good when you're sad and everything around you is a sorrowful situation. Joy, you ought to want to keep as your best friend, because joy will remind you that God has not left you. Listen, listen. The devil doesn't want you to have joy. You can have the stuff, but if you ain't got no joy, the devil is happy. Because joy only comes from the Lord. That's something the devil can't give you, and the devil cannot take away, but you can give it up. You can let it depart from you by focusing on that that's not everlasting. By focusing on that that just doesn't matter. By focusing on that that brings and deprives and drains you of the reality of knowing God has got this thing fixed. Restore. Listen now. When you restore something back to like new condition, it doesn't mean you lost it. You still got it. It just don't shine like it used to shine. You still have the substance. You still have the stuff, but you don't have the shine, the glow, the glory that goes with it. Listen, he hadn't lost what God gave him. He just lost the joy of what God gave him. Listen to what he says. He says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Looking at that word, there are five words connected with this word salvation in this verse. And it's important because here's what he's literally saying. He says, God, I know I still got what you gave me, but I ain't got the joy. And here's the thing. What really good is it, really, if you got the stuff and ain't got no joy because you got it? You see, it's the joy that gives you the pride and the feel good about having it, because if you don't have that, what's the sense in having it? Here are the five words. The first word is deliverance. So literally what he was saying was, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy deliverance. Do you remember when you were delivered? How you were bound and shackled, and God set you free. God brought you out. God lifted you up. God unlocked your cell. God released you. Do you remember the joy you felt when you got your deliverance? You said you wasn't going to tell nobody, but you couldn't keep it. Lord, I wish I had some witnesses in the house. I'm talking about deliverance. Do you remember when you had that addiction and God delivered you from that addiction? Do you remember when you had that perversion? God delivered you. You remember when you had that man or that woman that just literally ripped your life? God delivered you. You remember when you had that habit you just couldn't seem to break? You prayed and you prayed, Lord, don't let it be too late. Then you turned it over to Jesus and you stopped worrying about, turned it to the Lord, and he... Am I talking to anybody in the house? Do you remember the joy of your deliverance? You got the joy of your deliverance. You can stand and say it's 13 years, 5 months, and 6 days. I've been free of this. I've been free of that. I've been delivered. Joy still there. I don't want to do it again because I've got a joy I never had since I've been delivered. But another word connected with this salvation is safety. Restore unto me the joy of thy safety. Safely in his arms. Protected by the one who is the most powerful potentate in life, safely in the presence of God. So much so that the enemy cannot remove you from that safe place. It's a joy knowing he's got your back. He's got your front. He's got your top. He's all over me. And he's keeping me alive. He's in my hand and my feet. I ain't gonna go on because I don't think y'all understand what I'm trying to tell you. It's a safe place to be. Then the next word connected with salvation in this text is liberty. Restore unto me the joy of thy liberty. The Bible clearly says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Man, I'm unshackled. I'm free. I can stand up. I can wave my hands. I can let the tears flow without folk wondering what's wrong with me. I can shout. I can testify. I can give him glory. And I ain't worried about who's looking at me. I've got the liberty to be able to say what God says, believe what God says, and receive what God says. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says. I've got that kind of liberty. And the joy is you can't do nothing about it. But another word connected with salvation here is prosperity. Restore unto me the joy of thy prosperity. And listen to this. Prosperity means more than money, honey. It means being one and well with God. Not just wealth, but wellness with God. See, if I got it well with God, then the wealth ain't no problem, because whether I got it in my account or he got it in his account, whatever I need, he will supply. I don't really need to have it in my account, because when I call on him, he's going to do it anyhow. So if he's going to do it, if I leave it in his account, I ain't even got to pay taxes on it. I just threw that now for free. Can you imagine if they tried to tax God on all he has? But you render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God. And when you begin to realize the prosperity that God wants you to have, it is a balance in your whole life. Every area of your life balanced. So there is no need and there is no want in your life, because the Lord is your shepherd. And you shall not want. Prosperity, prosperity. And then the last word connected with salvation in this text is victory. Restore unto me the joy of thy victory. The victory that God gives, lives. I'll say that again. The victory that God gives, lives. And see, if the victory lives, then all I need to be is restored or returned to the joy I first knew when I got the victory and started singing, "Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is." I told Satan, "Get thee behind me, because victory today is mine." Now, if you ain't got no joy singing "Victory is mine," you got some serious issues. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Listen, I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today.
today is mine. Oh, say it one more time like you mean it. Victory is mine. Come on now. Victory is mine. Victory. In every area of life, I told Satan, get thee. Victory. Yeah, joy. Talking about joy. Joy today. Right here, right now. Oh, Lord. Get thee. Hey, joy. Yeah, victory. 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 Hey, get thee. Because victory today is mine. Yeah, when you got victory, there's something about it. Listen, if you got victory in your life that God has given you, then you've got something to constantly rejoice about. And uphold me. Sit down. I done gave y'all the little sharp part. I'm about to finish teaching now. And uphold me. And that word means to let me lean on you. To keep me. And uphold me with thy free. That word free means generous and magnanimous spirit. In other words, you got so much spiritual power that when I get weak, your spirit is still strong. When I can't take another step, your spirit can carry me. Your spirit can guide me. It can guard me. It can keep me. It can comfort me. Your spirit is so magnanimous in its reach and its efforts to keep me like you want to keep me, that there is nothing that can compare with it. He says, return me back like new the joy I once had. And my brothers and sisters, the preacher won't have to beg for an amen. A praise the Lord, a thank you, Jesus, a glory to God, a hallelujah. When the joy, matter of fact, he'll act like y'all act every now and then when the preacher had to tell y'all, now quiet now, let me preach. Because the joy is bubbling over so much, you preaching right along with the preacher. You know what he's talking about. Been there, done that. You are a living witness to God's goodness. And so my brothers, my sisters, seek the restoration of God's joy. There ain't nothing like it. Nothing like it. You won't talk about a pick-me-up? The joy of the Lord is a pick-me-up. Man, you can just be sitting around and you were there, you know, just in a melancholy way, just ain't nothing hurting you, but ain't nothing feeling good. Ain't nothing wrong, but don't feel like nothing right. You in one of those places, but then you start thinking of God's goodness. And that's another thing that helps to return the joy when you learn to be grateful and thankful for what God's already done. Matter of fact, I was in that place one day, and I was thinking of God's goodness. And I concluded that what God has done and what God is doing, I'm going to give him praise and thanksgiving for everything that I go through, because it's going to make me not only a better me, but it's going to give my God more glory than I have ever been able to give him before. And my life will be a living testimony to the goodness of the Lord. I ain't gonna lie to you, and I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Seems like the same thing, but it's different. I had to fight with being depressed for a moment. I had to wrestle with feeling blue, sorry for myself. Understood what Paul said when he went to God three times and told him, remove this thorn from me. And instead of him removing the thorn, the words came back, my grace. There are some things I'm going to do through you. There are some things I'm going to do to you. There are some things I'm going to do for you, but I'm going to do it in this trial, in this tribulation, in this situation, so that when you get out of it, you will know the devil couldn't stop me even while you were going through. See, it's easy to shout when you get out, but can you shout while you're in? I wish I had a helper. It's all right when you come over the mountain, but can you give him glory while you're climbing up the rough side of the mountain?
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria.
1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter and the 3rd verse. These scriptures, sooner or later, we will say something about that will go to make up our message tonight. We're going to talk about marriage tonight. And our message, common law marriage. Why don't you repeat it after me? Common, a little louder, common law marriage. Thank you very much. Now, as I said, I have a very unusual subject tonight, for I'm dealing with something that all of us have heard about and many of us have experienced. We are going to find out tonight that a lot of people who have been to the courthouse and purchased marriage license are still living a common law marriage. A lot of us seem to think that the only way the common law marriage can be in existence is without a marriage license. But we find tonight that it can be existing with a marriage license. But there's a question in my mind. First of all, what is marriage? There are many concepts of marriage existing in our world today. There are many societies in this world, and there are as many different concepts of marriage as there are societies. You see, each state has a concept of marriage. Each county sometimes might have a concept of marriage. Each country